The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 101.7 The Truth. Good afternoon, Milwaukee. You're tuned in to the Lunch Break on 101.7 The Truth, where everything is an option on the menu.
And one thing about me, I'm a tough cookie, but I know what I can't do. And I'm not suffering. All right? I fought my whole life. I'm all right.
Excuse me, Cletus. Hop over this, man.
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. So I was like, I'm not paying $1,000 to sleep on somebody's couch.
Grab your lunch, hit send on that email, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
My way of thinking is that the parents do all they can, but once the kids leave out that door, whatever have you, they make their own decisions. I don't care if you're 9 or 99, it's still your decision about the situations that you get involved yourself in.
We talking about taxpaying citizens. Look into their taxes. Look into this. We talking about elected officials doing backdoor deals, and somehow she still want to blame immigrants. That's what we talking about right now. We following the money, and you still want to blame black people and immigrants and welfare and all of these things for policies and backdoor deals that put poor people in worse position.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
Like you said, they want to pad their pockets, but they need a reason to push things through. And I guess the low-hanging fruit is, okay, well, this is a problem, right? Y'all want to fix the problem, and they just hope nobody looks into it like, wait, when did food trucks become an issue?
Here are your hosts, Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
Yo, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Thank you if you are now punched in on your lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon, man, on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Man, make sure y'all tapped in with us, man. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. Bring a friend on your lunch break, man. Tell them I pull up, man. What we serving up? You pretty, pretty tasty over here. Shannon, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good, right? It's Friday, right? Let me look. Okay, it's Friday.
I thought it was Thursday. I ain't gonna lie to you. I thought,
man,
it was Thursday.
Every day kind of run together. You know, it's a one big long day with a 30-minute break. Our lunch break is literally just one day.
Man, straight up. How you feeling, Shannon?
I'm feeling good. What about yourself, Ray?
I'm good, Shannon. I might post this picture. I still ended up leaving some socks on the couch last night when I woke up. I was like, damn.
Look, after you just was moved after yesterday's show, you was like, you know what? I'm going to go home and I'm going to get it right.
I did some stuff.
You tried.
I did.
The fact of the matter is you tried. That's,
man,
all we ask.
Shannon, tell them where they can find us, man.
Man, make sure you guys head over to Facebook where you can find the Lunch Break, guys. Follow that page. Help us grow our community. We are at over 600 followers right now. We're trying to keep it growing. If you guys want to join the chat, watch us live in the studio, you can head over to YouTube at 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Join the chat. Watch us live in the studio. Have some fun with us. Make sure you guys call if you want to join the conversation. We are at 833-212-1017. And you can text that line, but we prefer you call. Let's hear y'all beautiful voices. Give us a call, 833-212-1017. And then make sure you follow your host. We got Ray Nitti at Ray Nitti, R-A-Y-N-I-T-T-I, across all platforms. And me, maybe Shannon, M-I-B-E-H-A-N-N-O-N, across all platforms. How y'all feeling today, man? It's Friday,
y'all, man.
Y'all lunch break. Y'all finna get up out of there. Y'all ain't gotta do no more work the rest of the day. It's Friday. The big bosses ain't in there. Y'all ain't gotta do nothing. Just listen to us all day.
Straight
Watch
up.
Some old episodes. No,
just put them AirPods in. put them AirPods in. Make sure you connect it. Stay connected.
I'm just saying. Run up that check. You hear me?
Man. We had a pretty damn good show yesterday. I ain't gonna lie. I had a pretty good time. How
How you
feeling, Shannon? How you feeling about yesterday's show? I want you to tell the people, Miss Shannon, you know, just give a recap for maybe those that wasn't able to join us yesterday. So we got a bunch of stuff that we didn't get to because of how engaging the topic was. So yeah, Shannon, give them a rundown of what derailed us yesterday.
So yesterday we wanted to talk about the rise of the stay-at-home boyfriend. that has been a topic online and across news networks. So we were like, let's talk about that. Let's get people's views and opinions on the stay-at-home boyfriend and why it's happening. Ray came with the facts and all the things laid out. And Brother Z, of course, came with a clip that we weren't suspecting he was going to play from Fox 6 News. And as she describes the, you know, epidemic of boyfriends staying home and blah, 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 at the end, Miss Lady decides to throw in, well, this is what women want. You guys are pushing straight men out of the workforce. So that derailed our conversation.
It definitely.
And yeah, it just, it
it definitely, definitely derailed the convo because it just took us on a whole different conversation. Shouts out to the folks in the chat. Jasmine, Jazz, Wes, Let's Chop It Up, Tapped It, LBSQ. All right, I'm with it. We're going to figure out what that means in a sec. Let's Chop It Up. Anita Nicole, once again, y'all, make sure y'all like, share, subscribe. Please, like Shannon said, like, share, and subscribe. Man, it was a few things we didn't get to yesterday, Shannon. You know, we had our appetizer that we wanted to share with the folks, which was this video, and maybe we'll do it when we come back from the first break. And then we didn't get to the loneliness. The men are lonelier in nursing homes. And I think we had an epiphany as to why.
You're like, well, maybe.
And then we also wanted to talk about, are nursing homes actually safe for our families? Because we've seen so many situations where, you know, people had to put hidden videos and cameras in order to you know, see if their family member is being treated right. And some of those things are just terrible. But and then we also talked about the cost of quitting too soon. And that was actually a good conversation. Maybe we'll go into that a little bit more, Shannon. But what's your thoughts before we go to break, Shannon, on some of these things?
I definitely think we should go into the cost of quitting too soon. I thought that was a really dope conversation, and you had like a really cool story behind that. And I think as a creative or anybody that has like dreams, like they will want to hear more about that story because that was really cool. Even like the friend that you spoke of, like called in, like if he'd call in again, I would love to ask a few questions. But yeah, we got a nice little lineup going on, and the male loneliness epidemic is a thing. So I think it would be cool to hear how that correlates to them being alone in nursing homes, even though that they're less of the population because men tend to live a little less longer than women. So I think all of this would be dope to touch base on, and I'm super excited for this episode.
Yes. Man, yeah, I think it was super dope that we've called in and shared that story about what was going on back then when, you know, nobody is doing podcasting at that time, really. And to, you know, feel like, all right, it was no money in this thing. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, how do you keep pushing on that? And then we also do have today, Shannon, I want to make sure I don't forget, Black Arts MKE Executive Director Barbara Wanzo will be joining us today. And we'll have some questions for her about that, man. So definitely interested in jam-packed, man. Man, it's a lot on the plate. Y'all better eat it all, too. But
eat the cake in Mayonnaise.
Eat the cake in Mayonnaise. Trying to stay civilized today. Yesterday was fun though. Yesterday was fun. Yeah. But yeah, we got a couple questions for Miss Wanzo. And, you know, we just want to talk about what they have going on with Black Arts MKE Theater Festival. So definitely looking forward to that. But, yeah, the cost of giving up too soon, quitting too soon, I've seen it. I feel like I've given up on certain things too soon as well. And then you're on the sideline. You know, you see somebody living out your dreams that you shared or whatever the case may be. So it is important that we stay focused, we stay consistent, we stay grounded, we stay surrounded with people that are, you know, pushing us forward. Because sometimes, Shannon, you know, people give up just based off of the energy and the people that they got around them.
That's true. And what's crazy is you don't even realize sometimes, like, your closest friends might not be the ones pushing you. But, like, even for me, like, I notice, like, sometimes, like, when I don't feel as motivated by people closer to me, like, it's people online that'll randomly write me. And I'm like, dang, I didn't even realize you watch, like, what I do. And they be like, dude, keep going. Like, what you got going on is dope. And I'm like, dang, like, hold on now. I needed that at this moment. And it's good to know, like, some people that you don't talk to on an everyday basis are actually rooting for you. So you never know who needs to hear what you got to say or who you motivate throughout this, you know, life.
No, absolutely. 100%. And I know we've shared some stories on this show where, you know, we've came across random people on the street, or people will send you a text message like, man, love what y'all talked about today on the show, man. I really need it. So it's like, it's good. Like you said, it's great to hear those things. And sometimes you do need to hear it. I agree with you 100% because you know, you like, all right, am I doing this in vain? You know, but that's why it's important to stay consistent, because sometimes that one person that we might reach is super, super important. We don't know what we'll inspire in their lives, you know, inspire them to do or keep them from doing, you know, so.
Yeah. I remember there was a story. I can't remember exactly what artist it was, but they were saying how, like, their song on YouTube has super low views. And, like, I'm talking, like, in the hundreds, you know, and for YouTube, that's not much. But they said J. Cole or somebody ended up reaching out, and it was like, imagine, like, you only getting 100 views, but one of them 100 is J. Cole. Like, so it's like, you never know who's watching. You don't know who's inspiring. You don't know who's, like, you might be on the verge of making it, even though the numbers don't feel like it, or what you're doing at the time ain't feeling like it. You might be on the verge of something really special. So even if you have to do certain things in moderation or dial things, like, the dream back a little bit, you know, doing it still, I think it still needs to be done half the time.
Yeah, for sure, man. You brought something up. That did you see the story with the ASAP Rocky and the guy that he reached out to about, like, rebranding?
Yeah. No.
So ASAP. I just randomly saw it. I don't know why I sent it to you. But, yeah, so he must have DM'd this artist, creative, whatever. And, you know, the creative, sometimes we be too quick to post our blessings and things as well, too. And the person posted it, like, you know, and showing ASAP DMing him, like, oh, man, you know, when God, blah, 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 you know, like, just showing that ASAP DM'd him about helping him with his rebranding and whatnot. And then ASAP then was like, ASAP Rocky was like, you know what, he basically was like, nah, I'm cool. I don't want to work with you no more. Because he posted it, you know, because it's like, you don't even know what you might have ruined for ASAP. So, man, just keep your head down, man. Let's not, don't rush to show.
You don't got to announce everything. Just do, keep your head down, do the work.
Yep. Keep your head down, do the work. We'll be right back on the lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
And can't trap me, no. I won't keep it.
Never.
Really hate me,
so be it.
Bathroom floors and these both heat. It goes 3-2 to 1 in this. Doubt, give up exactly what you want in this.
What up, y'all? What up, what up, what up? Welcome back. You are now punched in on your lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. Man. We talking about never giving up too soon, man. You don't ever want to give up. And the cost of quitting too soon. We had the homie Weave called in yesterday. And I had shared a story. I just shared a story about, you know, his journey with, you know, a dream that he was very, very early on. And he had a podcast with Ivy, and that was based out in Houston, but he's from Milwaukee. And they did a podcast festival. They did a podcast festival, and it was super dope. But in trying to get sponsors and people to support, people didn't even know what a podcast festival was. And they had multiple podcasts from the city come on the show and gave them 30 minutes to do their live performance in front of the audience and so forth. And they had Charlamagne the God, and I don't know the other, Brilliant Idiots, I think, Shannon. I think that's what it was called, right?
Yeah.
Brilliant Idiots was the podcast.
Andrew Schultz, I want to say.
There you go, Andrew Schultz. I can never know his name. He's not that funny to me, but anyway.
No. He's not. But, you know.
Stay focused. But,
stay focused. Look, that was a whole nother rant waiting to happen. That's why I just, you know.
Right. So, he didn't know what a podcast was, you know. And not a podcast, I'm sorry, because they had a podcast. He was like, I don't know what a podcast festival is. And, you know, he was like, oh, okay. And then after the years go by, you know, he now has a podcast festival. And during these times, I had always, you know, hit Ivy like, man, y'all got to bring the pod back, man. You can't give up on that, man. You got to. And same ways people have done the same with me in plenty of things that I've, you know, shared and was working on it, like, man, you gotta do this, you gotta finish that. But, you know, just to see where it is now, and for him to call in and share his experience, I think that was super, super humbling. But Shannon, we have our guest joining us now.
Okay.
We have our guest joining us. How are you all doing? I'm gonna have y'all introduce yourselves in 1 second here. We gotta get them the headphones. What we doing? Come on now. We got Black Arts MKE in the building. Let me get you these right here.
The whole setup.
I got you right here. Don't even worry about it. I'm gonna stand up like Kyle be standing up and get it together. There you go, right there. Appreciate the advice, Kyle. He's like, man, I be having stuff to do. I need to stand up. All right. Yeah, you know what? Plug it in right there and that one right there. Right there. Boom. Yes, ma'am. You know. Welcome to the lunch break. Welcome.
Oh, all right. It's good to be here.
We good?
We are good.
There we go. So, Black Arts MKE, please introduce yourselves first to our audience. If you're just tuning in to the lunch break, we have Black Arts MKE. So please introduce yourselves to the audience.
I
I am Barbara Wanzo, and I'm the executive director of Black Arts MKE.
I'm Sherry Williams-Pinnell, and I am pleased to be associated with Black Arts MKE, not only as an artistic associate, but I've been pleased to direct and to write and to be, I'm going to say, the biggest fan of this this organization that has been a blessing to Black Arts in Milwaukee.
Nice, because we need blessings for Black Arts in Milwaukee. You know that for sure.
Yes.
So, I know me and Shannon got some questions for y'all. So, you know, we like to treat everybody like family when they come in. So, you know, just bear with us because, you know, we're going to treat it like, you know, we know y'all. We cousins.
We are family.
There we go. So, I got the first question and then I'm going to let Shannon kick it off. So, just give us a brief rundown of Black Arts MKE for those that may not know.
Well, our mission is to increase the availability of Black arts in this, well, not in the city, but the whole area, you know, greater Milwaukee area and beyond. We have programming that extends from youth programming to all of the public programming like we do, like the Black Arts Festival that we do annually. Most people know our organization through Black Nativity by Langston Hughes that we do in December. That's our signature production. And our youth programming is in several MPS schools. It's after school programming where we, it depends on what the school wants for their school, but we do drumming and music and, you know, the performing arts, drama, et cetera. And then of course we are just, you know, thrilled to be, to have original works like, through Bronzeville Arts Ensemble and what we're going to talk about today, Vale and Grappi.
And I forgot to mention that I'm also the producing artistic director for Bronzeville Arts Ensemble, which is under the umbrella, a part of the family, Black Arts MKE.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. Shannon, what you got before I get to running my mouth?
So the festival runs almost 3 weeks with workshops, spoken word, donor nights, and more. What's the bigger picture that you guys are building here?
You know, our board members, one of our board members, Grady Crosby, is actually from North Carolina. He was a senior executive with Northwestern Mutual and was very familiar with the National Black Arts Festival in North Carolina. And when he came to our board, he brought this concept, you know, to our board. And then I was sent to the National Black Theater Festival in North Carolina, and with the intent of doing something like that in Milwaukee. And we wanted initially to also have to partner with a local theater company to bring that to the city. And that was kind of the genesis of the idea. And once we got into it, our concept in this was to bring Black arts to the community. Right. Our home currently is at the Marcus Center, but we wanted to be all over the city with events and theatrical productions, et cetera, and, you know, get our local talent, which is massive, involved in this event.
This is why it's important for us to offer our programming for the festival at the Wisconsin Historical Society and Museum, Black Historical Society and Museum.
Right.
And we're grateful to Claiborne Benson and Jamila Benson for opening this opportunity to collaborate.
Mm-hmm. That's
nice. Well,
so, Cherie, how did you come to direct the Vale and Grappi in the Deep Tracks?
I was actually, I'll say, gifted with this project by Joshua Poya, who is the person who conceived it, curated the music, and wrote this wonderful tribute to Vel R. Phillips and to James E. Grappi, two icons of not only Milwaukee's history, Wisconsin's history, but national history. These wonderful people who helped to work with young people. This was really a movement of the youth, and they helped to guide the Milwaukee Commandos to lead 200 nights of nonviolent protests, at least from our side, nonviolent protests for open housing. Mm-hmm. And as one of the lines from the play says, it wasn't to get to the suburban areas. We weren't looking at Brookfield and Mequon. We just wanted to get the 27th Street. That's the reality. Yeah. Yeah.
So for the people listening, I know Vail Phillips and Father Grappi, those names, it rings a bell for people. Can you tell us more about who they are for those of us listening that may not know who they are, but we're familiar with the names?
First, I'll start with Vail Phillips, the first woman alderman, the first Black alderman, the first Secretary of State, Black and woman, the first woman judge and Black woman directed to elected judge in Milwaukee County, a feminist, womanist, I'm going to say there was a terminology my mother would use. She would say a race woman, which meant proud of her people and accomplishments and wanted to uplift the people of Milwaukee. And in doing so, setting a standard that lifted Black people and people of color across the nation.
So,
and Father Grappi, a man of faith. Mm-hmm. Who lived his faith. He was not afraid to speak out. In fact, you know, Apprentice McKinney and the commando said, what was that? They used a terminology to say that he was really a soul brother within vanilla skin.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Vanilla soul brother. Because he understood the struggle of oppressed people.
Yeah.
And he wasn't afraid even necessary to give up his life for it.
Yeah, so I know I'm not born and raised in Milwaukee, but I do remember seeing the historical picture of Father Grappi and the people when there was protesting and so forth. So I've always seen the picture and heard the name. So this is actually pretty dope. Sorry for using that word.
No,
but it's
no,
pretty
use
dope
it.
To get like this actual history here. And I'm very interested in checking out this play here.
Oh, yes.
As well.
In fact, you know that album of The Roots and you see the woman running for her life?
Yeah.
That was a photo from one of the 200 nights in Milwaukee.
I did not know that.
Yes.
I did not know. Okay, so walk us through your creative vision there. Walk us through this, right, for bringing this type of history to the stage using, like, performance and music.
My aesthetic really is to allow my expression to be in the form of a griot. Although I'm not male, although this is maybe not a part of my familial lineage, but it is my training. And that is to bring the story, and it's my calling, to bring the stories of the African-American experience to the stage and to collaborate with other theater professionals and I'll say young people who are learning and have an interest in theater, bring them on board and allow them to be a part of the process of theater making. And I was raised here in Milwaukee born and raised, but I also was able to go away to school to Spelman College and gain my undergraduate degree, not in theater, but I was active in the arts while I was in school and then went away to gain a Master of Fine Arts at UW-Madison in directing. So really, this really is my calling. I've been a part of it all of my life. I love to talk about the Center for Beauty and Culture that was on King Drive, but then was 3rd Street and Center. It was two doors south of Center Street. And it was a place where Black girls and boys came to learn drama, dance, and when I say ballet, learning ballet in French from a man by the name of Wardell Anderson and a lady by the name of, we said Miss Surratt. We didn't even know her first name because you only called adults Mr. and Miss, right? So Miss Surratt. And they taught these courses in the language of that art form. But we also learned African dance from Mr. Anderson and modern dance, because that was during the early years. Oh, well, I'm really dating myself, but it's okay because that's history. It was during the time, the heyday of Alvin Ailey when he was touring. And so modern dance was very much in vogue. And so we learned modern dance, African dance, ballet. And all of this is a part of my training and my background, and that's what I like to share and pass along, and it's incorporated into the theater. So when you come see Vel and Grappi, it's not it's also the words of these iconic members of our community, but then we see it interpreted in the form of dance and music as well. Yes. And I'm going to tell you, it's parody.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's how oppressed people, we survive.
Yep.
Through comedy and yep. laughter. And yep. if we can't find some way of getting out that stress through laughter, I don't know what have happened to us. So when you come, you will hear familiar songs from the late 60s and 70s, but they are delivered in the same fashion, but they're telling a different story through parody.
Mm. Well, I know I got to check it out. I got one more question for you particularly, and I know Shannon got some questions for the both of you. My last one for you about this is, what do you want the audience to walk away from with this?
Inspired to keep moving in our forward direction in the midst of this struggle. Mm-hmm. To know that if these, during this time, of great oppression, if these two iconic members of our community and the youth could come together against great odds and open housing in Milwaukee, what can we do today with all of this knowledge that we have and the technology in our favor? Just look at this radio station and all that you're able to get the word out. I want people galvanized, and it's important to vote. If it wasn't for Val Phillips becoming that first African-American and woman alderperson and speaking up, going back year after year for 6 years, bringing up open housing legislation for our policies, for our city, over and over again. If she didn't give up and if people didn't vote her in, where would we be right now?
And right before y'all came, we talked about what would happen if somebody gave up too soon. So imagine if Val Phillips gave up.
Don't give up.
Right.
Don't give up. We still see how we still on subject, but don't go anywhere. Don't give up on the lunch break yet, because when we come back, when we come back after these messages, we got some more questions. Shannon got some more questions for the both of them. You are tuned in to the lunch break on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back. This is the lunch break on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. And we have the executive director. And please say your names one more time. I hate butchering people's names. I'm sorry.
I'm Barbara Wanzo.
Sherry Williams-Pinnell.
And Shannon has some questions for the both of y'all. So we want to get back into this. We're talking about Black Arts Fest. I'm sorry. Black Arts MKE Theater Festival that is coming up. And go ahead, Shannon.
So I just wanted to ask, what was it like collaborating together on this production?
This has been a joy, and it's been heartbreaking at the same time, because the deeper we delve into what we call in theater dramaturgy, that's the research we did at UWM, Library, the Golda Meir Library, the Bronzeville collection, and the Marquette Archives, and also the Wisconsin Black Historical Society, we realize history is repeating. And if we are not telling our truth, I like that, the truth, if we're not telling the truth, and we're not teaching the truth, we can find ourselves in a very dark place very soon. So it's beautiful to remember and to honor. And at the same time, it's a reminder, do not fall asleep. Stay awake. Be aware. Keep working. And I'll keep saying voting.
Yes.
And from Black Arts MKE's perspective, you know, working with ultra talented shiros like Sherry and Bronzeville Arts Ensemble is pure joy. You know, there are lots of theaters in town that do the famous stuff by August Wilson or Dominique Morisseau, but to also have from Bronzeville original work, being able to tell our stories. I mean, that's, you know, for a town like Milwaukee, it's very special. Uh-huh. And, you know, what we found working with youth in our month-long performing arts summer camp, our youth, they don't know our history. And so being able to bring these stories, these artworks to our city is immensely important. We're different. If we are going to, if Black Arts MKE is going to exist, we have to serve our community. Mm-hmm. We are not kind of a build it and they will come and see all the things you can see on TV or YouTube or whatever. We want you to learn about history, but we also want you to see some of our talented Black directors and artists that are in the city telling our stories. You know, that's very unique in a town like Milwaukee.
Sure. I know you got another question, Shane. Let me sneak this one in real quick because I wanted to ask it earlier, but I got to ask it right. So as somebody that's an artist, and this is more so for you, Miss Barbara, and from the executive director lens, right? Mm-hmm. As someone, I'm an artist, and I have been working a long time in trying to figure out talent leaving the city, right? We lose so much of our creative talent to these larger cities, your Atlantas, your LAs, your even in our backyard, Chicago, you know what I mean? So what are you seeing from your lens? How can we retain our homegrown talent so we could use their talent to make our home better?
You know, it's interesting. Like I said before, we work a lot with our youth, and you know, we've been doing the camp for I think at least 8 years, so we've seen a lot of these youth go off to HBCUs. And you know, I'm all for going and to HBCUs, but come back, right, and make a difference in your community. And we're seeing a lot of that. But if they know that they can come back to the performing arts, you know, in our city, give them a reason to come back, because it's not just about work. People are, we're coming full circle. People want to be well-rounded individuals. They want to have things to do, but they also want to have cultural experiences, and we have that for them. So, you know, we want them to come back. That is my pitch. You know, it's like, we'll support you. I write a lot of recommendation letters for youth, whether they're trying to get into a specific high school or HBCU. But what I do tell them is go out, have fun, get your education, but come back.
Yep. All right, Shannon, I'm sorry. I know we got one more question Shannon got for you.
Sure.
For sure, for sure. So I wanted to ask where the listeners can find tickets and get more information. But I also wanted to ask you guys, what do you want the listeners to remember about this festival?
Do you want to answer, Sherry, or I'll be happy to answer too?
I'll answer about from the festival, that the opportunity is here to create. There are many stories to tell, and you have a place where you can create at the stories that you want to tell. Tell the story. I think it was Toni Morrison who said she wrote the books because she couldn't find the story she wanted to read.
That's right.
So you have something you want to see on the stage, be it a drama, a dance, or whatever that performance might be. If you can't find it, create it. And it can happen with Black Arts MKE.
And I'd like to just ask people to come out and support Black Arts MKE and the performing arts as a whole. See Velengrappi. I mean, this is incredible. And with any luck and blessings, we will be able to take this beyond. Milwaukee, maybe to Madison and other cities, because this is an important story. This is what it's all about. But we need you to support your Black institutions and nonprofits, because we can't exist without you. And we're doing this for you. So please come out to the Wisconsin Black Historical Society and see a lot of our programming. It's unique and interesting, and I promise you, you will not find this anywhere else in this city.
And they can get tickets where?
Oh, mm-hmm. And the website, you can just go right on blackartsmke.org. It's right on the homepage that you can click through for Eventbrite tickets.
And at the door.
Oh, yes. You don't need a ticket if you're going to walk in. We love that. So please walk in.
Oh, and you shared with me on air, too. You all, on a couple of the days, you've eliminated it to where, like, you could pay what you can as well. Which days was those again?
It's the Thursday of each week.
Okay.
So I think that's the 13th and the 20th. Okay. And we want everybody to feel included. I mean, the regular tickets are nominal. They're $25. However, we want, you know, kids and students, and we want everybody to come out and see this. So it's pay what you can, and you don't have to pay anything. So there's no excuse not to come and see Vel and Grappi and all of the other programming. Yeah. And, you know, people say that they always miss the Black Nativity auditions. Don't miss it this year. We're telling you that they're happening as part of the festival.
All right. Bring that 25. Wow. Don't start acting crazy. Bring that 25 to the Don't Stop Playing. I seen y'all out at the club last night. You got 25. Stop playing. But thank you all for joining us. Yes. And I'm going to try to make sure I get to come and attend as well. And I'll bring some folks with me as well.
Excellent.
But thank you all for joining us. Don't go anywhere, you all. We'll be right back with more of The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back to The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. Man, that was a pretty nice interview, man, Shannon. How you feel about it?
It was. Man, I feel like it was a great interview. But what's funny is, what stood out for me was them saying that the movement was that of the youth. And we tend to forget how impactful the youth is. Even now, like youth entertainers and stuff like that. I was reading something the other day about how entertainers like helped win wars as acting as spies and stuff like that. But you know, me thinking how much the youth and the entertainers matter when it comes to certain things. It's also funny because the name Father Grappi always stood out to me because my dad, when he was younger, he would say how he would find himself getting into stuff as the youth, and he worked with Father Grappi before, and I was like, this man had been in every little bit of everything. He said, look, I wasn't supposed to be marching, but I was trying to skip school. Look. But ended up a part of a movement.
Pops.
So, I think it's, I swear to you, this man is a character.
Ended up but, part of a
I
movement.
Think it's important to, for real, it's important to realize how much, like, the youth matter, man. And like stories like this, like they said, they have to be told, because if we forget history, we gonna repeat it. So I think it was a dope conversation. I want to see this show. I'm gonna be there at the end of the month, so hopefully it's running then. Like, we gotta get those dates.
I think they said the dates was from like the 12th to the 22nd, if I'm not mistaken. I know they said it's on the website. We'll check it out and give them some more information.
Yeah.
Man, but yeah, Shannon, that was on pretty good. I wanted to check that out. Vel Phillips is a staple in the city. They named the whole street after her now. Shoot. This ain't fourth no more.
I was like,
it's
I know
Vel.
People that seen these names. Even the except with the juvenile detention center is and I think everybody knows these names, but knowing their story is different. It's important we know these stories.
Yeah, no, that was very interesting to hear. Because I always, like, saw the pictures of Father Grappi
And I heard some of the stories and what he participated in and what he was impacting. But to actually hear it firsthand and now to be able to go and see a play in parody form where they're making it fun, you know, that's kind of like what the lunch break like to do. We like to have some serious fun, you know?
So, yes.
I'm interested to see that and learn more. Because I always just saw the picture of him. He, like, had a black on with the little white priest collar and stuff. And I always was like, man, who is this white man in these pictures? Yeah.
With the, what is it called? The Malcolm X frames. That's what I call it. You know what I'm talking about?
The whole time, he was one of them ones.
He was, yep.
So, man, maybe we'll, one of these days, we'll do a deep dive into our historical people in the city of Milwaukee. Maybe that's something we'll start adding to the glaze, Shannon.
That'd be dope. So, man, that'll be nice.
We got a
we do got some, like she said, an album cover and all that. Like, come on, man. We be part of history. We don't even be realizing
it. Straight up. I didn't know that. Now I gotta go back and look at that. She said it was the album cover from The Roots or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanna check that out and see if I see the person. I wonder if what that person doing right now. So
I wonder.
I know we only got like a minute or two before this last break and we start hour two, but we do want to get into men are lonelier in nursing homes. So we want to talk about this. We have some studies and we got some stats because, you know, we like to dig. So, yeah, Shannon, we're going to dive into this one. You brought this one up, so I don't know who you kicked out the program and checked into a nursing home, but we're going to have to figure out. I'm sick of you, Paul.
I ain't visited since. You know what I'm just saying? I ain't right.
You got out of line. Oh, my goodness.
The nursing home, you go.
Yeah. And then we want to talk about, are nursing homes actually safe? Because we've seen numerous times, like we said, where people are mistreating our elderly in these nursing homes. And maybe we get into Malcolm Jamal Warner's widow breaks her silence. I think that's going to be a interesting conversation as well. But don't go anywhere, you all. This is Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon on the lunch break. When we come back, it'll be hour two. What do you do? Don't go anywhere.